It is the radio segment that is now available in Pumpkin Spice. Laser Stories. Segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other numbskulls don't. This first laser story is out of Granville, Michigan. A woman named Jody May took away her 15-year-old daughter's iPhone a few months back after the girl got in trouble at school.
Like, that's the go-to right now,
yeah,
right?
It has
like,
to be.
Yeah.
The girl told her father, who's divorced from Jody, and he called the cops to report it as theft.
Oh,
what?
God.
Are you kidding
me? Give me a break.
This is what it's come to.
So, yep. The cops came. They had a real nice divorce.
Cops came and arrested Jody, which included cuffing her, separating her from her 4-week-old baby, and keeping her in jail for 2 hours.
That is awful.
The cops actually went through with it.
Prosecutors charged her with 2 counts of larceny, which could get her 6 months in prison.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
And they just turned their 15-year-old into the biggest brat ever.
And a snitch.
And apparently,
Mom, you can't do anything to me. I'll get you arrested.
There was never a point where they were willing to just pause for 2 seconds and listen to her tell them the reason that she had the phone is because she confiscated it from her daughter as punishment.
Yeah.
So it actually went to trial last week. Fortunately, sanity prevailed when the judge found out that it was just a mom punishing her daughter and immediately dismissed the charges.
Oh my gosh.
Regardless, the mom had to retain a lawyer and there were court costs for both sides for all of this.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Well, and the funny part is it's all coming out of that 15-year-old's college education fund, so.
No word on if she got her phone back or not. This next laser story is out of Thornton, Colorado. 44-year-old Renee Reese has an interesting place that she keeps her cash. For the last few years, she's been storing her entire life savings of $35,000 inside of her freezer.
Like, literally, cold, hard cash.
Jeez.
She put it in Ziploc bags wrapped in paper towels so that it would just blend in. And why did she do it that way? Well, her theory was if her house ever burned down, the cash would stay safe in the freezer.
It's actually not a bad theory.
I mean, technically.
You always see the refrigerator still standing, right?
Yeah.
But here's where things get extra strange. Apparently, Renee returned the freezer to Costco in June and forgot that she hid the cash there.
How do you forget that?
You have 35 grand
in your life savings.
Oh, my God.
And you forget it.
By the time she realized that she'd given Costco the freezer plus 35 grand, it was too late. She opened a claim with them, but they haven't found the cash. And so far, they say that they're looking into it.
You know, some warehouse employee
so
was like,
sad.
I quit.
Mm-hmm. Some warehouse employee's got a new car.
Yep.
This next laser story is out of Dayton, Ohio. Last year, a strip club called Sharky's Lounge was apparently involved in some shady dealings. Weird.
Yeah, strip clubs one expected that from Sharky's.
Yeah. So police set up a sting to figure out what was going on. And of course, after 5 months, it's a lot of police work. Authorities found out something shocking in regards to the establishment. Apparently, cops learned that the owners had been letting patrons use food stamps to pay for lap dances.
Nice!
I mean, not sure what kind of food that is, but all right.
Paying for lap dances.
Also, there were some illegal drugs being purchased there as well. It turns out employees at the club accepted $2,400 worth of food stamps in exchange for sexual services and drugs, including heroin, cocaine, and meth.
Oh, that's so sad.
In the end, Sharky's lost their liquor license, and the food stamp lap dance scheme was shut down.
Yeah.
Kind of genius, though.
They only lost their liquor license.
Can we talk about how the strippers can't afford food, and they're just taking food stamps so they can feed their family? Like, it's so sad.
What does a husband say to his wife, and they're like, where are all our food stamps go?
Yeah. I don't know. Ask Bridget.
How am I supposed to feed the kids?
Also, several employees were also facing charges for drug trafficking, food stamp trafficking, and that's all a form of fraud. But there is some good news in all of this, and that is Sharky's will still be allowed to stay open. They just can't sell alcohol anymore or take food stamps. Yeah, they just lost their liquor license.
That is so weird.
Still
no liquor.
Go?
Yep. This next laser story is out of Naperville, Illinois. Last week, local police pulled over 24-year-old Lucas Wright in his 2006 Honda Accord. Lucas was doing 100 miles an hour in a 50-mile-an-hour zone.
Kapoya! Kapoya!
A little excessive, Lucas.
And when officers approached the vehicle, he gave them a perfectly logical explanation, at least in his eyes. The police say Lucas told them, quote, he'd just gotten his car washed and he was trying to dry it off. And he wasn't lying when they checked out his car. It was, in fact, still wet, and it was still drying when they impounded it and towed it away.
Oh, okay.
Still, it wasn't a good enough excuse, and Lucas was arrested and charged with a misdemeanor for going 40 miles per hour or more over the posted speed limit.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Halloween headquarters. Dressing up as a ghost for Halloween just evolved for the worse. Way worse.
What?
Party City just started selling a ghosting costume for women. It's not the traditional ghost outfit. This one refers to the dating term where you suddenly just stop responding to somebody's texts and just kind of disappear from their life like a ghost.
Okay.
The costume is a white dress with 5 blue text message bubbles printed on it. They say, in order, see you tonight, then 3 question marks. Are you okay? Question mark. Hello. And guess not.
That's kind of funny. You guys could do a whole group thing where like one of you could be ghosting, the other could be breadcrumbing,
yeah.
The other could be benching.
Zombieing.
Yeah,
that'd
zombieing.
Be perfect.
If you want the ghosting costume, it will cost you $25. And surprise, it's still available. Not sold out yet, not even close. Not a big hit, I guess.
Not yet.
This next laser story is out of Romance Central. Researchers found that when men are considering a long-term relationship or marriage, they want a woman with a pretty face. But when men are just trying to date and hook up, they target women with killer bodies. So butterfaces are welcome.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but you don't want to marry.
All forms, you know what I'm saying?
You don't want to marry a butterface, huh?
Right. The researchers say there's a biological angle that proves this to be true. A woman's face provides clues to her genetics. And if you're considering having kids with her, you want to blend your genetics with the best possible candidate.
That backfires nowadays, man. There's a lot of plastic surgery out there.
Yeah, you don't know.
She may look good, but you don't know what the original looks like.
Yeah, that's on both sides.
Totally.
Like, I want my kids to look like they have 5 basketballs for a butt.
Yeah.
And then you marry someone with a huge butt, and you're like, wait a second, you had that surgically enhanced?
What?
Yeah.
That is disappointing. I wanted my child to not be able to sit down for a while.
The phenomenon doesn't transfer over to women. They always tend to favor an attractive face over an attractive body, no matter what.
Yes.
Whether they're looking to get married or just mess around with a dude.
That's good.
I don't know.
Probably because most dudes don't have the best bodies.
Yeah, it's kind of rare.
Yeah. All you have to do is really just be kind of funny. Kind of like this guy.
He's
always getting action, but that's just because he's a funny dude. Great personality. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Friday.